Okay, we are holding now in our fourth shir in the Mishnas Seifrim. We are up to Tzuras Oz Beis. So here we go. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Oz Beis Tzarech Me'od Lizohir B'Ribua. You have to make sure, you have to be very careful to make sure that it's squared. Shelo Tehe Niras Kechof Deshun L'Kechof, which is rounded. V'im Niras Kechof P'sul. If it does look like a chof, then it's no good, it's disqualified. V'im sofek azai marin latino. If you're sofek, you're not sure what's the din over here. You show it to a regular kid, one who's not too smart, one who's not too simple, etc. Utzrich lios merubas biyamin. And it has to be square on the right side. Bein lamala, bein lamata. So that is, look, if you look at number one, that's what we're talking about over here. V'im lamala agula ulamata merubas. And if it's round on the top and it's square below, so then tzrichim bazeh. Vein lahaka, you have to tzarich in on this. You have to look into it more. But one should not be making lenient on this case. V'tzarich lichatchile shehei lo berosha mitzad small al pane tag katan. So you should have like a small little crown of it. Tumunaso kimo makel, looks like a staff. Like, you know, makel is by Yirmiyahu makel shaked like an almond staff. So this should look like a staff over there. V'oiketz katan lamala mitzad Yamin, it should have a little bit of a prickle on the right side. That's number three in the picture. Notalitzad Aleph, which is facing a little bit towards the Aleph, which is that means it gets the preceding letter in Aleph base, right? Aleph base. So it means facing backwards towards where the Aleph would have been behind it. Kitamin Yushalmi, the Chagiga, Mipne Magish, base Shnei Akotin. Alright, why does the Yushalmi says, why does it have the two little prickles on this that's sticking out? Echel the Malav, Echel the Achorov, one above and one's pointing backwards, right? Omrin Labais, it says the base, Mi Barascha, who created you? Right, who created you? Mar Lahem, but Okzo Shalamala. He shows them this little like a prickle pointing back to him. Mashmo, what's the name of the one who created you? Smar Lahem, but Okzo Shemachareho, Litzata Aleph. So it points back, the little prickle goes back to the letter Aleph. It's like showing Hashem. What's the lomer? Echod Shemo. Right? Akosh Baruch Hu, Echod. Hashem is one. The one, the Aleph, Alufu Shalom, is the one who created me. Okay, that's why it has these little things sticking back to them. Those are, if you look, that's again number three. In the diagram. Okay, v'gam yelo akiv av lamalto. It should also have a thick like heel below. That's number four. Ki tmunaso kimo dalid toch goron shel vav, because it looks like a dalid inside the throat of the vav. The alkane, therefore, tzarech lios lo zovis lamalo sheyihye kedalas. It has to have a heel below look like the, which is like the head, the akev tov lamata shiye v'mokam rosha shavov, and the corner part of this here, it's going to look like the rosh of the letter vav. V'tov she'orech v'rochav habayz yiye kigimel kumosim. So the length and the breadth of it should be about three quills thickness of it. That's like number five, if you're looking on the picture. Barochav chalala ka'oive kumas. And the space inside of it should be like the thickness of one kumas, one quill. Okay. Ve'im kitzer habez, if you would do it, shorten a little bit. Ad shenira kinun, like meaning you shorten it, so it's going to look like a nun around the base. A nun nun kfufa, latino, de lo chalkim, lo tipesh, and regular kid looks at this, near the yesh lahachmir bezeh. So we've seen that we should be machmir in this case. I am common, bedin, os nun, kfufa, bebeis yosef, ba aleph beis, sheni, os vav. Okay, he sends you to look later on, beis yosef, and the second thing he says about the letter vav. Achrech mitzasi kach behed yasas beferish beprima godim writes this bepsich in his introduction ein sham shekosav de tefillin mezuzos lo mahani bezeh tikun lahamshicho kimo beiz mishum shlo kesidron. So if you would have written it like a nun, then you can't really fix it by making it into a pulling it out later on, because now you wrote it, it had the tzur of an os, now you've extended it and changed it into a beiz afterwards. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Suras os gimel. What is a gimel supposed to look like? So os gimel tia gufa kimo zayin lichatchila. Really, lichatchila, the best way it should look is like a zayin. Again, the gimel diagram, now that's going to be number one. V'chein kol roshe smol sheba osios shatnez gates doim lezayin. So all the letters that belong to these things, these ones that have the tag in, we talk around. So the left side should look like a zayin. V'ye roshah of, its top should be thick. That's going to be number two in the picture. V'regi amin, and the right side, the right leg, v'lidak v'yorei ma'at l'mata yosei Yoser me yerach small, so it should be thin. It should go down a little bit lower down than on the left hand side. That's number four in the picture. V'loyase yarech ze hasmol b'shipua harbe elamat. So you shouldn't make it very inclined, but only like a little bit of a shipua. It means a slight like inclined. V'gam lo ye akom. It also shouldn't be like curved, so to speak. Crooked. I mean, the little one's improved. Crooked, curved. Ella, what do you do? Yimshoch b'shave v'yag bihena kitzas k'neged hadalas. So you should make it go up a little bit higher up, like opposite the dalet, because it goes next to it in the letter. V'hayarech ha'smol ye moshoch kitzas av shel el. I'm sorry, el hazayin shebetzido avolo bedakus. So the left part should go a little bit thickly, like on the zayin part of it, at the side, not too thin. That is where you notice the letter. Number six, that's the part that comes out of it to the side. Why is this? Ki t'munoso shetihieh nires kimo nun kfufo, because the gimel has to kind of look like a bent over nun, and therefore hayerech yieh namoch kedei l'hasmich ois eitzel rosha. So that's why it has to be low, so you can put an L letter onto the top of the gimel. Ushloshe tagin al rosha, so this is the first of the Shatnez gaze letters, so the gimel, obviously you have to have the tagin on there. We learned out the Rambam, it's not ma'akev, okay. Others learned it is. Im nidbak b'yorech b'haregel, if the thigh part would get stuck to the leg of it, yigur hayorech v'day b'kach, you just scrape it away, and then that's going to be good enough, you rewrite it. K'mosh shir mevur b'sim lamed beis, if you ches le'enyin griras chartom, that's what we saw over there when you had like the crown that's connecting it. The dini hatagin is bar b'sof simen zeh b'mishna b'rua ayin sham. And the tagin are going to be explained in the Mishnah Berurah. You look over there. Okay, tsuras os dalid. What is the correct way to draw the dalid? So it says os dalid tsarich shehe gaga orich v'raglich ketsara, that you should have the roof of it long and the leg if it is going to be short. So the roof is number one in the picture, the dalet picture, and then the leg going down, that's number two. She'in tehe ragla arucha migaga tidmin lechaf pshuta, because if it would be long, it's going to look like a chaf. The tiposel, it's going to be posel. Kishloki yikra enu hatino dal. If a kid doesn't call that a dal, it calls it a chaf, then that's going to be posel. V'atchi letzarech shitehe harega pshuta mishipua ketzas letzad yamin. Really, lichatchila, you should make the leg a little bit like a straight line, kind of slanting a little bit towards the right. You look, that's going to be number three in the picture. V'shei l'tag katon b'rosh gaga mitzad smol. And have the tag and should be on the top of the what's called the roof. That's like the top part of the line on the left hand side. You'll see that's number four in the picture. And you have to be careful that it's going to be squared off. Look at number five. Because if it's not squared off, it's going to look like a resh. Because that's the way a kid reads it, it's going to become a puzzle. And lichatchila, it's not going to be good enough just to, you know, rely upon the fact that it has a little, like a sharp angle at the back of it. It has to have a good heel. That's number six. That's like the part that's the bottom of the, what we're calling the gag. If you look close to number six, that's what we're pointing at. And it sticks out a bit. It looks like two locked in vavs. Va'ekev hu k'neged rosh havav ha'echod, and the heel part's going on the top of the one of the vav. Va'okei tis prickle, the stem little is sticking out like an uktin, that's what we call it, like the stem, the prickle. Va'sha'al poneho hu k'neged rosh vav hashnia, that part's going to be going to the head part of the second vav. Im regel hadalid Ein bo rak kimlo yud. If the leg of the dad is only the length of a yud, so then kosher. That's fine. That's fine. Va'ayim b'sof os tav. Look at the end of what we wrote. F in kos of hey b'makom dad. If a person wrote a hey instead of writing a dalid, so ein takonali gro haregel haniach hadalid. Right, you're not. There's no way to fixing it by just scraping away and then you're making it into a hay. I'm just going to scrape away the hay part. I'm just making it into dalid. Because it became possible as you add the part that makes it look like a hay. So in scraping away is a problem because that's not called writing. That's chok tochos. We saw that was the last part of the hakdama from yesterday. That you have to write the letter. You can't just erase or pull away or remove the other part of it. Right, v'gam limshach agag nami lo mahani. It also wouldn't help if you're going to draw out the top part of it. Why not? Dechol shelo nifsal tzuras ha'ois havichok tochos. Because whenever you didn't actually get rid of the actual tzur of the os, it's what's it called? It's chok tochos means it's like pulled. Chipping away, I guess is a better way of translating it, right? Rak tzarech. So what do you do? Ligra hagag adjehei ketzuras vav. So what you have to do is to like make it go look like now like a vav, and then sheyigur gam haregel yamin, you scrape off the right hand side, cool the entire thing below yishar bo afilu kimul yud, you don't have anything there, not even the length for a yud. Then you go ahead and fix it up at the dal. That's the way the prima godim says to do it. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow with the next letter. Hey. But again, it's kedai to look at the pictures, because without that, it's very difficult to understand what's being talked about over here.